Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF
Hello,
conference system.
And welcome.
You are
this
the only party
is
in this
SDF
conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazz Maz on SDF Open VOIP on anonradio.net. Just calling in because I had a little bit of time this afternoon, or actually it is noon for me right now, and I thought I would just call in and see if anyone else is hanging around. Once again, the number to call is 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your voiceover IP account at SDF. More information about the phone system can be found in the tutorial section at sdf.org. Yeah, so been kind of busy lately. Been missing my vintage comp UTalk block. And I think I'm going to end up putting that on hold for a while and reconsider how and what I want to do. It's also possible when SMJ has more free time, he may just pick that up himself and continue on like I think he did once before. But we'll see. In other news, special thanks to Robert588, who flagged me that there was another block of Naboo computers available from the eBay seller at $79 plus shipping. So for me, just a little under $125 shipped to my door, which is not the most expensive thing I've ever bought. So should be interesting. I don't know when I'll have time to deal with it, but I can see all sorts of, you know, things to explore with it. You know, not only the original Naboo system, but it sounds like it's, you know, other than the fact that it doesn't have any disk, you know, potentially a fairly capable CPM machine or even MSX-like machine. So, yeah, we just have to figure out the storage option and BIOS and, you know, idiosyncrasies with the display technology in it, I guess. Although, you know, it's TMS. I think, if I remember correctly, it's TMS 9918 based, so no mysteries there. Just a matter of, you know, whether or not you can get in 80 column by 25 line display out of it on whatever output's available for it. Without having to do strange things to get it, like, yeah, soft 80 on, like, a Commodore 64 is kind of like an example of doing that on a 40-column display. It's a little rough on the eyes, but can be made to work, where you're basically putting the display into bitmap mode, and you are basically using software and reduced-sized fonts to get characters on the display rather than using the hardware tiling, typical method used for a lot of display chips of the era. So much slower to do it the bitmapped way, but, you know, can be made to work. And I know there's all sorts of stuff in the TI-99/4A world for sort of doing font handling on the TMS
Open Void 9929-1269.
But of course, you know, credit to Gary Kildall, a lot of CPM is relocatable. You know, a lot of the working pieces are relocatable, so, you know, if you want to keep the original Naboo ROMs in their default space and kind of overlay a BIOS somewhere else in memory. It's possible to do that, although, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of examples of poorly implemented software that assume that because in well-known machines that it's at the BIOS and the BDOS are at static addresses, typically, that they just ignore that and link things in directly to gain a little bit of performance. Which is unfortunate, but, you know, if the person writing it was only ever, you know, writing it to run on a particular machine, then, well, so be it. But, yeah, you know, more things to play with in the future if I ever find blocks of free time. I got to go hike over to the local branch public library and return an item, so I'm going to probably mute my mic and start suiting up to go out. And I don't know if I will dial back in. I'll probably say goodbye. I'm not sure if I'll dial back in and walk and talk on the hike, but we'll see. I guess it depends how cold it is outside, since I don't have a headset for my mobile phone, and, you know, there's no physical jack on it. It's intended to be used with Bluetooth, with a Bluetooth headset, and I don't have one, and I'm not sure that I really want one. I mean, there may come a time where I need some type of Bluetooth microphone and, you know, headpiece or microphone or something like that in the future, but, you know, to me, it's just one more thing that has to be maintained and charged, whereas, you know, a typical mini jack, you know, TRRS headphone arrangement on a lot of older, well, not older, but, you know, prior generation phones was just more convenient because it's something that didn't require additional power. Yes, it, you know, you had to deal with the cable, but, you know, they're cheap and replaceable, and they just kind of work. And, you know, I kind of like things like that, whereas Bluetooth has been nothing but a sort of pain for me over the years. So that's just my opinion. Has its uses, but I just prefer to use it less. Okay, I'm going to mute and suit up, and then I may jump back on and say goodbye, or I may drop off and then call back in. I don't know. I'll have to decide that once I get outdoors. Okay, muting.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Okay, well, I just dropped the ATA. The phone attached to the ATA that had the had been put into speaker mode, as you could hear it over the and on radio, I'm sure. Okay, well, you know, I'm now on my mobile phone. I'm going to give this a try. If it's a little too chilly or windy, I may drop off early, but let's go take a walk. And once again, this is Jazz Maz on SDF Open VoIP on anonradio.net. The number to call is, let me 929-299-1269 of your SDF voice over IP account. SDF's telephone system is there to provide a yet another mode of communication for SDF users and people who are just interested in telephony. There's some stuff hiding. Double check and make sure there's going to be packages waiting. The OpenView IP blocks are broadcast TuneOnRadio.net typically every day, but there are a few gaps here and there and changes in schedule. What is it? 0-200 hours UTC. And this is what? 1800 hours UTC. I don't know. Check the schedule. I always get a little confused. So, and I just realized I walked out of the house without the item I was going to return to the library. So I'm now walking back to the house to go retrieve that. Just one of those days. It's always a chore to put things away and get stuff together and get suited up and go out the door sometimes for me. Yeah, it's often a 10 to 20 minute proposition from when I decide I need to go out somewhere until I actually leave the premises. So I can get here the sound of keys, locks, and creaky hinges yet again. Doors opening and closing in general. Okay, let's try this again. Also, I don't know how great the gain on this microphone and this phone is. I don't use it often for voice calls. More of a mobile data platform for me 90% of the time. You know, the cordless Panasonic branded phones that I use with the ATA, the mic on those are pretty sensitive in the sense that, it often hears everything I'm doing in the house. And I'm moving around, stomping about on the floor. You hear my floors creak and, other such noises. Passing postal carrier. Probably go home and see if it's going to drop anything, but I suspect the items that are coming in the mail that are of importance are not coming by USPS. But from the Amazon and whoever happens to be the end fulfillment.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
So it is a relatively fair day out in Chicago for a mid-January day. It's pretty bright and sunny out and well above freezing. I think it was approaching the mid-40s in the Fahrenheit scale when I left. And, you know, once again, I'll remind everyone, this is SDFBOIP on anonradio.net. And the number to call is 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your SDF voice over IP account. This is Jazzmaz. And just wondering if anyone else will join the conversation before we hit the end of the OpenView IP block. Take a look at my phone and see what time it is. If I can see what time it is. So I guess we've got about 14 minutes left or so. I may need to return to wearing a watch again. We'll find a better mode of displaying time on this mobile phone. People who design user interface have just hate to say nasty things, but I do sometimes. You know, don't really seem to have a good grasp of, you know, what the actual average capabilities are for people, and that some percentage of them are even, you know, worse than average. It's kind of annoying when all I want to do is check the time, and I have to dig out my reading glasses to read the default display. I know there are user interface settings to increase font sizes and so forth, but they don't seem to affect that. You know, they'll affect some fonts in applications that are, you know, well designed to accommodate the accessibility functionality, but, you know, there are bits and pieces of it that just do whatever the programmer decided they wanted to do. But, yeah, that's me whining and complaining, as I sometimes do, or frequently do. And I guess I will mention, for anyone who may be listening, who is hanging out in the SDF comm mode chat in the Anon radio room. Yeah, once again, I am walking along the city street, so I can't see what you're typing. So if you wish to interact with me, you probably have to actually call in. And once again, 929-299-1269 or extension 1088. This would be much more of a Open nice VoIP experience 929-299-1269. Headphones and microphone, you know, earbud microphone, earbud headphones with microphone, you know, the lav style mic, is like it. Just stuff the phone in my pocket and not have to have it jammed against my head as I walk down the street looking like probably an idiot. but until I can figure something else out, I know there are audio interfaces that are, I guess, sort of a cable big pigtail that will go into the USB Type-C connector on this phone and provide a TRRS type analog jack. But often the reviews I see on those things are that they are close to junk or just simply don't work well enough to be used as a regular set of headphones and microphone. But who knows, if I find one cheap enough that, you know, maybe used from somewhere and cheap enough that I can give that a try. But, you know, gets into a realm of, you know, more stuff that has to sit in your bag or remember to carry it with you. When you're not carrying your bag. I'm sure I will not make it to the library before the end of the VoIP block. So I guess before I forget, I will remind people that coming up next, top of the next hour, is Publius with a step farther out, which is his show from the Man Adam Society, where he discusses frequently topics of the day related to energy and space travel and other things, topics often adjacent to it. Societies. I think he's last week or so on his Who Not the Words program, he's been reading some material about interstellar settlement, what society has to kind of look like. For that to even be a sustainable and viable possibility. Or at least, you know, from the perspective of someone who wrote on the topic. Yeah. Since we actually have no space settlement, really. The exercise is largely academic, but, you know, you have to think about those things before, you have to think deeply on those things before you can actually hope to be successful at them. I mean, you can just send bodies into space and maybe something, you know, somebody won't die, but that's kind of a callous and brutal way of dealing with things, I guess. Also a waste of resources. Perhaps. Lifelime resources. Anything else that likely offend you.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Phone away from my head for a few moments because I was crossing a fairly busy intersection and preferred to be less distracted by the phone up against my head. Okay, I think we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes. And once again, just a reminder, coming up next is A Step Farther Out with Publius. Also keep in mind, this weekend he is going to be doing, or he's going to begin a series of readings to celebrate the ancient cultural tradition of the Superb Owl Sunday. Might check his Mastodon account for further details. I'm sure there are other places where he's posting that information, and I'm sure he will opportunistically pop up in places to promote that. And I believe his Mastodon account is mastodon.sdf.org /@Publius, Publius, I believe. Check it out. Okay, well, I think I'm going to ring off. Excuse me. This has been Jazz Mouse on SDF VOIP and on radio.net. Check out the tutorial section for details about the telephone system, and check out anonradio.net for information and schedule for VOIP and other interesting programming going on radio. Okay. You have a nice weekend, and hopefully everyone will have a superb Owl Sunday. And perhaps I will talk again later when I have a little free time during another open VOIP block. Take care.